Ladies and gentlemen, happy Rosh Hashanah. This is the last day of Rosh Hashanah. I hope that you're enjoying the great Jewish food, all kosher, all good for you if you cook it right. And I hope you're enjoying the Rosh Hashanah songs. Maybe you might be meeting with a Messianic Christian church community. You may be watching a Messianic Christian church community online. I would encourage you to do that. They are our brothers and sisters in Christ. They are different. They are the chosen people of God. Don't you ever forget it. I know you want to be the chosen, but you're a Gentile just like me. We have been grafted in, and I say glory be to God. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to part two, or part B, of the standing between the living and the dead service. A memorial prayer devotional evangelistic service. It has grown so big that we've had to split it because God has led me to do some things that I was not planning on doing. And in keeping with our emphasis on the people of God praying to God, reading the Bible, the Word of God, and having personal devotions and family devotions, Lauren Miramonte said the word devotions describes daily, meaningful interaction between a believer in Christ Jesus and God. Daily, regular. Church services are an important part of your journey with Jesus, she said. Learning from a teacher of the word and spending time with other Christians is important. However, God desires to have a personal relationship with his children. Contact every so often is not enough. Over here. Put that down. All the way. And so, ladies and gentlemen, with that powerful encouragement, let's pray for all individuals, all single people, all families that name the name of Christ first, that they would do what she said, have a personal relationship and a personal time of prayer every morning and with the family. And then let's pray for the salvation of those families that don't know Jesus. Holy Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, help every single person who names the name of Christ to pray every morning and to read your holy word. Help every family to pray every morning and to read your holy word, to have a church service at the house. It is, Lord, as you know better than we do, the greatest thing they could do to make their day go a whole lot better and be more productive. We pray, Lord, for the salvation of those families, and we pray for household salvation for those families that don't know you. Lord, we pray that you would lead them and guide them to yourself. Forgive us of our sins of disobeying the great commandment and the great commission. And Lord, I pray that you would revive those of us who name the name of Christ again. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit. and help us to be the shining lights and witnesses you want us to be. And Lord, if you cannot use us or you choose not to use us, we don't blame you because we have not done the job. We pray that you'll raise up other laborers into the field to reach the lost in any cost. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are so led, please join me in praying what is called the Common Prayer. This is a new updated version, and I updated it. And as I have told you, I am a Baptist preacher. I don't believe in so-called written prayers. I just happen to like this one, this ancient prayer. And I also believe that you can make any prayer yours if you mean what you say and you're not just saying it, but you mean what you pray and you pray what you mean. And if you go that route, then you'll be just fine. So let's pray. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have sinned and strayed from thy ways. Like lost sheep, we have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no peace and joy in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou us, O God, who confess our sins, our faults, and our failures. Restore those of us who confess our sins and repent according to thy promises declared unto us in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of thy holy name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this week as we go to the family verses found in Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6, we're just reading one verse today to the parents and especially to the fathers. And this week we are reading the scriptures and trying to just stay with the reading of the scriptures without comment. And that will change not tomorrow, because we have one more passage to read, but on Tuesday, and with the help of my youngest son. And it's going to be tight, but it's going to be right. So look forward to that with us. Verse 4 of chapter 6 in Ephesians. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in prayer for families that name the name of Christ, people who name the name of Christ as their Savior, for the government, not only our government, but the governments of the world, and for the families that have lost loved ones to the coronavirus plague. I think we're right at 200,000 according to the false count. It is no doubt more like over 500,000. Let's pray accordingly. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all people who name the name of Christ. Help us to, by your grace and by the power of your Holy Spirit, to truly humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and get back to you, our first love. Holy Father God, we pray for all people who are serving in the ministry in government. We pray for the president. We pray, Lord, for all of his administration, all of his cabinet, all of his staff, his family. We pray, Lord, for all of the governors, mayors, police chiefs, and sheriffs, and those who work under them. We pray for every state senator, every state representative. We pray for every U.S. senator and every U.S. Representative. We pray, Lord, for the Supreme Court. We pray for all people who are in authority in government. And we pray for salvation, spiritual, family life, financial, material, protection, and provision blessings upon them. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast the devil and the demons of hell out of them, rebuke and bind the devil and his demons from their minds, save their souls, change their lives, and help them to follow you. And Lord, and we pray that you would fill them with your Holy Spirit. We pray the same prayers, Lord, for all prime ministers and presidents and potentates and premiers in every country of the world. And we pray for the people. And we pray that the government would do your will and take care of the poor and take care of the people. Have your Holy Ghost to not give these people rest until they come to know you as Savior and do your will and not theirs. And Lord, we pray now, we know that you have your will and your will be done. Your purposes, as we just read from your Holy Word, will be fulfilled. So Lord, help us to follow your will and your way. And help us to pray the way that you want us to pray in the power of your Holy Spirit. I do continue to pray, Lord, that you will be thorough with us as you are, and that you will break us, make us, and mold us to be all that you want us to be. Drive the sin and the hellaciousness out of our hearts and minds, souls, spirits, and lives by any means necessary. And we pray in the end that millions would repent and trust you as Savior. Millions of Christians will go back to you and to your principles and to your word. We pray, Holy Father God, for the salvation of all people who are lost in this country, around the globe, and in the media. We pray for the revival of all who are saved in this country, around the globe, and in the media. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray for the comfort of those who are being persecuted, and the provision and the deliverance of those who are being persecuted in America, in China, in Nigeria, in Iran, in the Philippines, and other places around the world. Lord, be with each and every one of them in the way and in only the way you can be. Provide them grace for their trying hours and even grace for their dying hours, if that is your will for them. Either way is fine. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor for that. And so, Holy Father God, we pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for those who are believers in Christ. If they're sick with the coronavirus or any other disease, help them to call for their pastor and pastors to pray for them, and however, help them to be honest and confess all of their sins and repent of their sins so that they can be healed and raised up. We pray for the salvation and the healing of the lost as you see fit. We pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would comfort the millions of family members and friends who have suddenly lost loved ones through something they have never seen before or heard of before, the coronavirus plague. And we pray that you'll save their souls and change their lives. Draw them to yourself for salvation, for healing and comfort, and draw them to your holy scriptures for the same. As we pray for some by name, representative of the thousands, yea, millions who have died already, we pray for the family and friends of Texas church member Bet Voorhis. We pray for the family and friends of Kentucky church member Rebecca Shadowin. We pray for the family and friends of Filipino Archbishop Oscar Cruz. We pray for the family and friends of Florida Church Deacon Jimmy Shaw. We pray for the family and friends of Florida Sunday School teacher Margaret Shaw, another family with multiple deaths. We pray for the family and friends of Nebraska Sunday School teacher Tom Vent. We pray for the family and friends of South Carolina church member Elizabeth Bacchus Phillips. We pray for the family and friends of Arkansas church member Don Paul Weeks. We pray for the family and friends of Florida church member Deborah Henson. We pray for the family and friends of Florida priest Richard Marquise Barry, and we pray for all others, and we commit these souls and these families into your hands. Let your will be done in all of their lives. Comfort these families as only you can, for we have no words. All we can do is pray for them, and we pray that you'll hear our prayers. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. As we continue in prayer, ladies and gentlemen, we pray for those who have sent in prayer requests, and we pray for all people who have sent in prayer requests, even though we're not going to pray for them all by name today, for we will be here for years, for there are many. And we pray, however, that, Lord, you would grant salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material protection and provision blessings upon all of the people who have sent in prayer requests, and at the same time hear and answer their prayers, their specific prayers for their needs, and hear and answer our prayers for them. We thank you for your holy word that says, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And so, Holy Father God, we pray for a few by name. We pray for Vicky. Please heal her body completely. Protect her from the coronavirus plague. We pray for Patrick, for his niece and nephew to receive Jesus Christ as Savior and find healing, peace, joy, and purpose in you. Protect them from the coronavirus plague as well. We pray for Kay. Please answer her prayers and have your will to be done in their lives. We pray for Alan. Please strengthen the bond between him and his girlfriend. Help them to get married if that is your will. We pray for Alina Hoel. Please heal her of cancer, having heart attacks and paralysis. Rebuke the demonic forces from her life and help her to cry out to you. Save her mother Lanuta and heal her of cancer. Save her neighbor Jasmine and deliver her from dealing in witchcraft. We pray for Rod. Help him to please you by working in the field you want him to work in. We pray for Susan. Please protect them from the coronavirus, and please have no weapon formed against her to prosper, and for every tongue that rises against her to be convicted. We pray for David. Please bless the Christian motion picture he wants to make, have it to witness to many people, and block the haters who are speaking against him. We pray for Roshane. Please help her to do well in all of her exams and work. We pray for Dill. Please work things out in his favor. Give him a complete turnaround. Bless him with health, wealth, well-being, a great career, and healthy relationships, and protect him from the coronavirus. We pray for Kanisha. Please get her out of the bad relationship she is in and break all soul ties she has to it. And Holy Father God, we commit these souls into your hands as we pray now for those who have gotten saved through the preaching of the gospel through this ministry. And we pray that you'll help them to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. We pray for Brian, Shuraday, Daniel, Ellie, Maggie, Rosario, Sylvia, and Serena. And we pray for all of the others who have gotten saved, to help them to grow in the faith, as we're only praying for 7 today, and help them to stand strong in the faith. We also pray for those who have recommitted their lives to you: Sam, Nina, Harold, Nancy, Valaine, Ron, and Joseph. Lord, who have come back to you, help them to stand strong in the faith and never go back into a backslidden state. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Beloved, our devotional reading today is titled The Assigning of the Call. The Assigning of the Call by Dr. Oswald Chambers. Colossians chapter 1 verse 24 says, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church. We take our own spiritual consecration and try to make it into a call of God. But when we get right with him, he brushes all this aside. Then he gives us a tremendous riveting pain to fasten our attention on something that we never even dreamed could be his call for us. And for one radiant flashing moment, we see his purpose and we say, here am I, send me. This call has nothing to do with personal sanctification, but with being made broken bread and poured out wine. Yet God can never make us into wine if we object to the fingers he chooses to use to crush us. We say, if God would only use his own fingers and make me broken bread and poured out wine in a special way, when I wouldn't object. But when he uses someone we dislike, like a spouse or some set of circumstances which we said we would never submit to crush us, then we object and we rebel against that parent that we dislike because they won't let us have our way, or that husband we rebel against that husband who won't let us have our way, because God is using them to crush us. Yet we must never try to choose the place of our own martyrdom. If we are ever going to be made into poured out wine, we will have to be crushed. You cannot drink grapes. Grapes become wine only when they have been crushed or squeezed. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we thank you for your crushing in our lives, and we thank you for your breaking. Continue to be thorough with us, break us, crush us, make us, and mold us to be what you would have us to be, so that we can be broken bread and poured out wine to a dying and lost world, and a witness to them of the grace of Jesus Christ. For it is in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you're with us today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in the free pardon of your sins, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and your trust in none other than the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul from the power of sin and from the punishment of sin in that awful place called hell. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. We all have. The Pope has. The Dalai Lama has. Joel Osteen has. I have. We all have. We're all sinners, just like you. And you just like us. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have failed God. And I want you to understand, secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. Always. There's always punishment for sin, wickedness, and crime. The Holy Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We're all dying. No matter how much you exercise, no matter how well you eat, no matter how well you sleep, you are dying and you will die because of sin, your sinful nature, and your sinful choices. Let me help you. Have you ever lied before? The answer is yes. Have you ever stolen anything before, regardless of the value? The answer is yes. Let me help you real quick so we can get through it, because you already know what I'm saying to you and asking you rhetorically what the answer is. You don't need to think about it. Have you ever lusted after somebody or something in your heart? Stop lying. You have. Have you ever had a bad attitude towards your parents? Have you ever dishonored them or disrespected them? The answer is yes, you have. Have you ever taken the Lord's name in vain? The answer is yes, you have. By the way, even if you say things like, and I don't even want to say them, gosh, or goodness, that's taking God's name in vain. You're trying to get around it. You shouldn't say anything like that. And many people take the Lord's name, Jesus' name, in vain. And we shouldn't do that. And that's just 5 of the 10 commandments that God has given us. Should I go on? We all have sinned against God, and because of our sin, there is punishment. we die. The body goes to a grave. The soul goes to eternal death in hell if it does not believe in Jesus Christ and repent of sin. So thirdly, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now as I speak. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, in fact, Jesus Christ preached more on hell than every prophet, every preacher, every writer in the Bible. He preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Why? Because he loves us, and he warned us, he wanted to warn us of this awful place called hell, and he loved us so much that he died for our sins, was buried, and rose again to save us from hell. Jesus was not playing. He said in Matthew 18:8, to show you how earnest and serious he was about this matter of hell, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." That's getting very serious. Jesus is saying it's better for you to cut off your hand and your foot and get saved and go to heaven than to go to hell with both feet and both hands. So hell is a real place. When Jesus Christ described hell, he said it is a place where there is weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth right now. He also said in another place when he was describing hell, it is a place where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. So hell is bad news, dear friend. But I have some good news for you straight from the same lips of the hellfire and brimstone preaching Jesus. For he said the greatest words in the history of the world in John 3:16, when he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," he was speaking of himself, Jesus Christ, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Dear friend, all you have to do is believe in your heart in Jesus Christ to be saved from hell today and saved to heaven. You don't have to be in a church to do this. Right where you are, you can get saved from hell and to heaven because of your faith and belief and trust in Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Call on his name to save you, and he'll save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the burning, tormenting hell. Saved to what? The bliss and joy of heaven. To be with God forever, to be with Jesus Christ forever, to be with the angels forever, and to be with the saints forever. That's far, far better than to be in hell with the devil. So believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Jesus Christ told you to do. Receive him into your heart. I'll be more than happy to lead you in the sinner's prayer. Follow me in prayer phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart in none other and nobody else but Jesus Christ. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to be a member of a church to get saved. You don't have to be in a church to get saved. You don't have to jump and shout to be saved. You don't have to speak in an unknown tongue to be saved. You don't have to run around the church to get saved. You don't have to raise your hand to get saved. You don't have to walk down an aisle to get saved. You can get saved right where you are. You don't have to give any money to the preacher or to the church to get saved. You can give $1 billion and still die and go to hell if you don't believe in Christ. So the only thing you need to do to get saved according to Jesus Christ himself is believe on him in your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. For I have indeed broken your Ten Commandments. For I have committed those five sins that were mentioned earlier. And I know that I deserve to go to hell, just like a man deserves to go to jail if he committed a crime. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered and bled and died on the cross for my sins. Was buried and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul from hell. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of all of my sins. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you, Lord Jesus Christ, in the new life of righteousness. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. So, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior in your heart, if you believed in Jesus Christ as he told you to do in your heart, please email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com or whatever email is on your platform and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you to help you to grow in the faith. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.